The strict new immigration policies that have taken hold over the past few years have made the lives of immigrants that much harder. I could be talking about the U.S. This also applies to Japan. Japan now has some of the strictest immigration policies in the world. And that makes one city outside of Tokyo all the more extraordinary. Kawaguchi has become something of a sanctuary city, but the protections only go so far. Matt Katz of WNYC went to Kawaguchi to find out more.
Aizo Aida says I'm just the second American to ever sit down at his sushi bar in Kawaguchi City. The last person from the U.S. was a journalist, too, in town to cover the Tokyo Olympics in 1964. Aida says the journalist ate everything he ordered, which shocked him. The chef is now 82. He's been rolling sushi since just after World War II. Things are different now. Aida's loyal customers have been coming in with questions. They tell him that on the way to his restaurant, they're seeing more foreigners speaking mysterious languages loudly. And the last time Chef Aida went to Kawaguchi City Hall, he even saw people from Africa and South America there.
So is this Kawaguchi City Hall?
Yes, this is a Kawaguchi City Hall.
I'm here to meet the mayor of Kawaguchi, Nobuo Okunoki, and I'm escorted by a translator.
So how should I address him?
Shichou.
The city attracts immigrants with its cheaper rent and lots of jobs in demolition and healthcare. Japanese language skills, not required. When I sit down with Mayor Okunoki, he says about 6% of the population, 35,000 people here, are immigrants. That's extraordinarily high for Japan, which has restricted immigration for centuries. Okunoki also mentions the immigrants here who've sought political asylum, including Kurds who fled Turkey. But Japan only grants refugee status to less than 1% of applicants, so many live without documentation or in a quasi-legal status. That's where Mayor Okunoki comes in. He funds education for children without papers, including free after-school Japanese lessons. He also helps fund health insurance for immigrants who can't join Japan's national program. It's pragmatic politics. The mayor says companies in his town are facing a severe labor shortage, just like the rest of Japan. They need immigrant workers. Of course, this is not without controversy. The mayor hears complaints about immigrants who, for example, don't follow the country's intricate garbage disposal rules. At the same time, the city has created a center that's filled with pamphlets that advise Japanese on how to help and understand and be friends with immigrants.
And here's another flyer called Friendship News.
There's also info on civic events, anything to help acclimate newcomers.
In Kawaguchi, we have many different countries' friends that are living here.
Jinghua Wang is the coordinator for international relations in Kawaguchi.
So we want the older Japanese people understand how they can live better with the foreign people.
Wang explained that one way to live better with foreigners is to tell them to lower their voices. She says the complaint that immigrants in Kawaguchi hang out in large groups, disturbing the quiet of Japanese life, is common. So one of the pamphlets tells Japanese how to say, "Please be quiet," in a variety of languages. Wang is originally from China, and she used to live in the U.S., which she sees as a model for a multicultural Japan.
In the States, many people, they use their own language, and they can keep their own culture. Yeah, I think right now we can do it also in Japan.
But such talk of a diverse Japanese future met a harsher reality when I visited a Kurdish family in Kawaguchi for dinner one night. We ate on an ornate blanket on the floor, Kurdish style. Next to each plate were chopsticks, Japanese style. The family asked me not to use their real names. They're seeking asylum from Turkey, where they say they'd face possible persecution and mandatory military conscription if they return. Japan has repeatedly denied them refugee status, but they're still trying. Only the family's uncle has a long-term visa.
No Kurds have ever gotten asylum in Japan. Are you hopeful that your family is going to be able to stay here?
No, he tells me. Even though he's lived in Japan peacefully for decades, he doesn't feel accepted. I also talked to his nephew, who asked to be called Johnny for this story. He tells me how he wants to be the first in his family to win refugee status. He spent most of his young life here. He learned Japanese playing baseball with classmates. After dinner, Johnny sat on the couch next to his girlfriend, their bare feet lightly touching. She's from Vietnam. They've been together 6 years, met in high school in Kawaguchi.
Love so much.
They want to get married, but Johnny faces deportation. Under Japan's immigration rules, he can't even leave the Kawaguchi area without permission from immigration authorities. He says those limits got him rejected from the college of his choice, out of concern that it would affect his attendance. And he's not allowed to work legally either. He won't discuss how he makes ends meet, but many Kurds work off the books, doing construction and demolition. Jobs the city's mayor said they need more people to do. Johnny sees himself as Japanese. If given the chance, he believes he can enrich Japan. But a Kurdish man and a Vietnamese woman, speaking Japanese, eating Kurdish food with chopsticks, maybe one day raising Japanese children, their path is not easy in Japan, at least not yet. For The World, Matt Katz, Kawaguchi City, Japan.